Well, what appears to be the aftermath of the formal opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem, coupled with all the bloodshed along the Israeli-Gaza border, although the protests in Gaza came weeks before the U.S. Embassy unveiling. Emma Green, reporter specializing in religion, joining us live from Jerusalem. She writes for The Atlantic about religion. Emma, your thoughts here on this Thursday, whether some of the Jewish-Israeli euphoria over a major power opening its embassy in Jerusalem was tempered by this bloodshed along the Gaza-Israeli border.
Certainly, there's been something of a split screen here in Israel with the images of the embassy opening on Monday, coupled with images of violence and bloodshed in Gaza. But one of the remarkable things about being here is understanding how much America thinks it's at the center of the story when in fact it's not. The protests happening in Gaza have been going on for weeks and coincided with the embassy opening, but were about other issues. And Israelis, for their part, don't necessarily care that much about the embassy opening itself. They care more about what's happening in Gaza, and many Israelis on the left are horrified by what's happened.
Of course, the United States has not criticized Israeli actions at all. Other Western countries, for example, Canada, have. Does this further underscore how some might say the Trump administration now is on a limb internationally, and greatly appreciated by many Israelis, but on a limb, whether it be the U.S. opening in Jerusalem or the negation of the Iranian deal?
Certainly, the Trump administration has shown its cards with both the embassy opening and the Iran deal, with its strong alliance with Israel, the state, and particularly when we're thinking about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, it's not necessarily at all giving to the Palestinian side of the equation. I would say that, however, everyone in the world, all European powers, Canadian powers, Western powers, have been put in a very difficult position by the protests in Gaza. There are complex forces on every side helping to contribute to the violence, and trying to navigate that has been quite a diplomatic feat.
Emma, since you specialize in covering religion, I will ask this, and that is, of course, U.S. evangelicals strongly in support of the administration's foreign policy and including opening the embassy in Israel. Of course, some say it's evangelicals craving for the end times. Meanwhile, mainstream Protestants, and in particular Roman Catholics, the Holy See, my understanding is there was not a single Catholic representative at that embassy unveiling.
In terms of the people who actually gave the benedictions and prayers, you're right, it was two American evangelical pastors and then a Hasidic rabbi who gave blessings. I'm sure there were Catholics in the audience, and I'm sure there were Catholics who supported the move in one way or another. But in general, the group that Trump has been speaking to with his support of Israel, with his support of the embassy move, is U.S. American white evangelical.
Do you ever hear from Israeli Jews who point to what they might see as a two-pronged situation here with regard to Christian evangelicals, end of times, conversion of Jews, all that stuff?
There was a concern from many Jews here in Israel and in the United States about, in fact, one of the pastors who gave a blessing, Robert Jeffress, who's a pastor at First Baptist in Dallas, Texas,
right,
who's talked about needing Jews to convert, saying that Christianity is the exclusive way to salvation. So there is concern over that, and I think there is a little bit of uneasiness with Jews who don't quite understand that. But I would say that the vast majority of evangelicals and Christian Zionists don't get into their support of Israel because they want to convert the Jews or because they want to bring about the end times. There's a vast number of reasons why they do, but in general, it's about love of Israel and love of the biblical prophecy that they see being enacted in Israel today.
Couple seconds. You've been in Israel now for how long, Emma? Half a year or something like that?
For almost a year.
Almost a year. Any sense of a changing psychology in Israel? Has anything demonstrably changed even in the short period of a year?
I would say that we've had a wild ride, especially with U.S. diplomacy here. Even though there's a lot of headlines coming out of Israel these days, things generally aren't as tense as they might be if we were on the way to war. We'll see if that remains the case.
Thanks so much for joining us, Emma Green, for The Atlantic, live from Jerusalem. All the best.
Thanks so much.